So let's talk numbers first. 80 million streams, over 300,000 radio spins, 3 gold singles in Canada, 9 top 10 hits, carving yourself an indelible mark in the Canadian country landscape. How does the ride feel for you so far?
Well, geez, when you put it like that, I'm very thankful. I appreciate the recap there, Rob. That's great. Thank you. It's been a wild ride, and I'm so fortunate that we've been able to do this. And it just seems like it hasn't been that long. It hasn't been that many streams. It hasn't been that many gold singles. We just keep on creating, and right now is no different. Like, we are releasing a new song this week, and we're just as excited this week as we have been for the last years we've been releasing music. So I guess I'm very thankful that it feels the same releasing new music, and it's just super exciting.
I love the sound that you've come up with. How does it feel for you? New music is so exciting to play, I would imagine.
You know, live music, that's where we live. We really, we write the music, we record the music, we, you know, promote the music, but it's really all a journey to get back to that stage where we feel most comfortable. We love just connecting with our fans. We love the feeling of getting the energy back from the audience, then giving even more energy back to them. It's where we thrive, and it's why we make the music we do, so that we can play live and do that.
Caught the video on your Facebook page of you giving a sneak peek to your fans of the new music and getting their natural reactions. How important is it for you guys to give your fans something new, but something also of what they expect already?
Rob, we've always been a bit of a square peg in a round hole, and our fans gravitated to us because we were different in the early days. We kind of gather that kind of audience. We love that. So we have continued to write music that we knew was important to us, knowing that if it was important to us, it would be important to our fans. So right now is no different, which is why it's even more exciting to want to share this little new direction with our truest fans and really see what they think and give them that gift of early listening.
How was your experience with the Junos in Edmonton this past week?
I haven't been to Junos for a couple of years because of all the things that have happened in our world. So it was really cool to see some familiar faces that we connected with just before the pandemic. And we won our first Juno just before the pandemic in 2019. So it was just great to see the faces that were number one associated with that and the faces that we met as a result of that. This Canadian music scene is quite diverse. And we got the chance and the pleasure of meeting a whole bunch of different musicians from different genres during that stint. So it was nice to reconnect with all of them.
Bit of a Niagara connection to what you guys are doing. Your guitar player Jeff Brown on stage with you during the Juno Fest there. How are the live shows feeling?
We love Jeff Brown. He's a really great addition, and just love and light that guy.
Yeah.
So it's you must raise him well out there. So we appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, it's in the water, I think.
Yeah, and he does love water. That's one thing that both of us have in common is we love cold water dipping. So I will be on the West Coast dipping in the Pacific Ocean, and actually he was on the East Coast recently, and we dipped in together. He was in the Atlantic, I was in the Pacific, so we did sort of a dual tandem ocean dip.
I like it. Yeah.
So it's really, really fun. But yeah, playing live, you know, it's great to be back playing live, number one, but also this collection of new songs we've been playing live and people have been really responding to it. We just got back from Mexico playing down there and played a bunch of new songs for people down there, and it was incredible to see the reaction. And so we're really excited for this next chapter.
2023, I'm sure, is filling up quickly. Summer festival season is upon you. Any big plans?
Yeah, we've got some plans to go across the pond. We've got some plans to get to the summer festivals this year. So you will be seeing our faces on the festival circuit, as well as some other surprise regional shows there in Ontario. So we can expect to see you there. Just keep updated on our website, thewashboardunion.com, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We're posting a lot of stuff on TikTok these days as well. So we will let you know when and where and keep you up to date on all that stuff there.
Love the new tune. Love to chat with you, Aaron from the Washboard Union. I appreciate your time. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you down the road.
Thanks a lot to you and your listeners, Rob. You take care of yourself.